for that.
Amen.
I don't know, something about that just comforts me.
Amen.
I was listening to some of those testimonies, and I think there's some folks in the building tonight that have experienced that field of grace.
Amen.
So it's just a wonderful thing to know God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to preach what God's laid upon my heart tonight. I told Pastor that when I came in tonight, that I was really struggling. I've been struggling all day today. Last Sunday, God told me what to preach Sunday afternoon after I preached Sunday morning's message. God confirmed to my heart what to preach this Sunday, and I began to think about it and focus on it and have my mind fixed on it. And just through the week, a lot going on. And anyway, last night and this morning, I began to try to go in another direction. I was just really struggling, and God wouldn't allow me to. So I'm going to try my best to preach what God laid on my heart tonight. I hope it will help someone. I believe that if I can just a little bit share with you tonight what God shared with me, I believe it will. So we've looked at Peter's conversion. We looked at that in John chapter number 1 a couple weeks ago. And then we looked in Matthew chapter 4. We looked at Peter's call. And then last Sunday morning, we looked at Peter's challenge. How that Jesus told Peter to launch out into the deep and let down his net. And he had a great draught of fishes for him. And we looked at that, talked about Peter's challenge. And tonight, as we looked at this passage of Scripture, my message tonight is Peter's courage. Now, as you were reading that passage tonight, I don't know about you, but I doubt that many here were really thinking about courage. If you look at this story in Matthew chapter number 14, let's look at it. In verse number 23, the Bible says, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. That's Jesus. And the ship now was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Now, as I read those passages of Scripture, no doubt you're probably thinking, it doesn't sound like courage to me. But I believe as we look into this story tonight, I hope that somehow you will see what I see. As I've studied this passage, as I've looked at it, as I've meditated upon it, there's one thought that just keeps coming back to my mind. And as I said, I tried to go in another direction. I said, Lord, is this truly what you want me to preach? And I just felt like God just kept confirming, yes, that's what I want you to preach. And as I look at this passage tonight, I see Peter and I see his courage. And I want to look at that. And the first thing I see about Peter's courage is Peter's courage being displayed. And in order to see Peter's courage being displayed, we have to see the situation that Peter was in. I just read to you the situation that Peter was in. Him and the disciples are out on the sea, and it's late at night. It says the fourth watch of the night. As far as I can tell, that's sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. So Jesus' disciples are sent out. Jesus told his disciples, go to the other side. And the disciples get on the ship, and they begin to sail without Jesus, right? And they get out into the middle of the sea. The Bible actually says, in the midst of the sea. And that while they're in the midst of the sea, no doubt a storm comes up. And the disciples began to toil. The Bible says that they're tossed about, right? In one of the accounts, I don't know if it's here in Matthew, but I believe it's in maybe in Mark or John, but in one of the accounts it says that they were toiling. Jesus saw them toiling, right? So they're toiling. They're being tossed about. I believe it was in here in Matthew. I believe it was where it said that they were troubled. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's in, yeah, it does. It says in verse number 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. And then it goes on to say, not only that, but they thought it was a spirit. And the Bible says they cried out for fear. They were terrified. And I just wonder tonight, as I'm speaking, as I'm preaching, I wonder if there's anybody here tonight, you're troubled. No doubt in a room this size, there's probably somebody here tonight that's a little troubled. Maybe there's somebody here tonight that's beyond trouble. They're terrified. See, I was thinking about this afternoon, and I was thinking, man, I know a lot of the folks in our church, but you know what? I don't know what's going on in your life. Some of you I do, but some of you I don't. And beyond what's going on in your life, I don't know what's going on in your heart. I don't know what's going on in the inner, in your inner soul. I don't know what you're going through. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I sure am glad Jesus does. I believe it's in Mark. It says, the Bible says, Jesus saw them toiling. That's what it says. Jesus was in the mountain praying, but yet he saw them in the midst of the sea. Can I tell you, you might not think Jesus is on the ship. You might not think he is. He knows what's going on in your life, but I've got some good news for you tonight. If you don't hear anything else that I say tonight, can I tell you, Jesus sees. He knows where you're at. If you're troubled tonight, Jesus knows about it. If you're terrified tonight, Jesus knows about it. If you're toiling tonight, if you're tossed about tonight, Jesus knows about it. I was thinking about myself, and I told Pastor Brandon when I come in, I said, I'm going to practice what I preach tonight. I walked in this building tonight, and if I'm honest with you, I'm going to try to stop saying tonight. But as I walked in this building, I was terrified. You say, not really, Brother David. Oh, yeah, I was terrified. Standing before a group of people and trying to preach the Word of God is really a terrifying thing. If you really are concerned about trying to do God's will and trying to mind the Holy Spirit and trying to help people, those of you that have preached the Word of God, or even those of you that teach a Sunday school class, or those of you that maybe even have just tried to witness to a loved one, to try to do something as serious as what is going on here tonight is very terrifying.
Right.
And not only is it terrifying, but I'm going to be honest with you, I was toiling. Pastor, I told Pastor, I said, Pastor, I'm coming here tonight, I'm struggling. He said, oh, brother, I know the feeling. It's spiritual warfare. The devil will fight you. And so I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what situation you're in, but that's what my first point was here, that Peter's courage is being displayed. In order to see Peter's courage being displayed, we've got to understand the situation that he's in. Peter's in a situation that is troubling. He's in a situation that is terrifying. He's in a situation that is tossing him all around, and they're tall, and the winds, the Bible says, is contrary. It feels like they're sailing against the wind. You ever felt that way? Maybe you feel that way tonight. Maybe you feel like, you know what, I feel like I'm sailing into the wind. Brother Brian says, I've never heard it before. He said, I feel like you're ice skating up a mountain. Or roller skating up a mountain. Yeah. Maybe you feel that way tonight. That's the situation they're in. But in that situation, I want us to see a statement. Look at what Peter says in verse number 27. The Bible says this, straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I want to say this about being afraid. I don't know if this is true. I actually don't believe that it's true. I've tried to research it a little bit, and you can't believe everything that you hear or everything that you see on the internet. But if you were to Google how many times the Bible says, be not afraid, it's going to tell you that it's 365 times. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I believe it's well over 300 times. Some people say that it's 365 times. 365 times the Bible says, be not afraid or fear not, and it's one for every day. I don't know exactly how many times the Bible says, be not afraid or fear not, but I know this, that it's many times that God's Word tells us, hey, don't be afraid. And I don't think God would tell us to do something so many times unless he knew that we were going to struggle with it. And so here these disciples are, and there's a situation they're in, and Jesus comes to them, and he says, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Verse 28 says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. What a statement. What a statement that Peter made. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. You know, I've read a lot of commentaries, Pastor. I've read after a lot of people. You know, Peter catches a lot of grief for this statement, even for this event. I can't see it. I can't see it. I read after many people that were looking at Peter in a negative light in this story. I cannot see it. Peter didn't say, they say Peter, impetuous Peter, he wanted to show off. He was selfish. He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come unto thee. No, or, you know, if that was the case, I believe Peter would have just jumped out the boat and took off. But he didn't do that. Peter asked the Lord. He said, Lord, if it's you, can I bid me? Lord, if you say come, I'll come. What a statement. I wonder tonight, how many of us have asked the Lord something courageous like that recently? God really spoke to my heart. I wonder when the last time that I made a statement like that to the Lord. A courageous statement in the midst of toil and in the midst of being tossed about, in the midst of being terrified, in the midst of being troubled. I wonder if I have went to the Lord and I've made a courageous statement as Peter did and said, Lord, can I do this? Lord, if it's your will, would you allow this? That's the statement that Peter made. And so we see the situation that Peter's in. We see the statement that he made. But I want us to see this. I want us to see the source of Peter's courage. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 28. It says, and Peter answered him, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And verse 29 says this, and he said, come. Jesus said, come, Peter. And the Bible says, look, it says that when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. You see, Peter's source of courage was the Lord. Amen. Peter wasn't going to get out the boat until Jesus said, come. Peter said, Lord, if it's thee, bid me to come. And as soon as Jesus spoke, Peter acted. You see, the source of Peter's courage was the Word of God. Amen. And that's the source of our courage tonight. See, I don't know what you're going through, but if you're troubled, if you're terrified, if you're toiling, if there's something in your life that's got you tossed about, can I tell you, you can draw courage tonight from the same source that Peter drew courage from, and I can draw courage tonight from the same source that Peter drew courage from, and that is the Lord and His Word. That's where Peter's source of courage came from. I'm practicing what I preach tonight. I come here and I was terrified, right? I was toiling, but I said, you know what, Lord? I'm just going to step out. That's what Peter did. Look at it. The Bible says that Peter stepped out. Not only do we see the source of Peter's courage, but I like this, the steps of Peter's courage. Look at what the Bible says. It says and he said in verse 29, come. And when Peter was come down, can you imagine that first step? I want you to try to imagine with me tonight. I'm not doing good at not saying tonight. Can you imagine the storm? I mean, the waves, the wind. I mean, all that's going on. They're terrified. The Bible says they were afraid. They're troubled, right? They're tossed about. It's between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. It's dark. They're in the middle of the sea. And Peter says, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come, Peter. Can you imagine that first step? I was thinking about it. We go to the Outer Banks every year. And there's been a couple years when we went down to the Outer Banks and they got the red flags out. How many of you know what I'm talking about, the red flags? That means you're not supposed to get in the ocean. And me and Brother Brian stand at the window, and we look out at the ocean. And Brother Brian says, Brother David, I think we can get in there. What do you think? You think we can get in there? I think we can get in there, Brian. But you walk down there to the seashore, and I mean, those waves are crashing, and I mean, it's a strong rip current or undertow, and you're standing there. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'm a little afraid just to step into that. Peter's out in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the night. Waves are crashing. The winds are boisterous, the Bible says. But Jesus said, Peter, step out. And Peter stepped out. What courage. What courage. You know, I was trying to bring this to today, make it applicable to our lives. I got a phone call. I'm just going to use a personal illustration. I got a text yesterday morning during the Impact Conference. And it was a friend of mine, guy from Greene County. Some of you would know him. But a friend of mine's dad passed away on Friday. And He texted me during our Impact Conference and said he wanted to talk to me. Could he call me? And I told him I was in a conference. I talked to him later. Anyway, long story short, he asked me to preach his dad's funeral. And I'll be honest with you, immediately, I was terrified. You say, you shouldn't be. Well, okay, being honest with you, I am. My wife said I shouldn't be. She said, you've been to hundreds of them. I know, but I don't officiate them. I told her, I said, you know, you've been to the Outer Banks a bunch of times, but I bet you don't want to drive there because she's always riding, right? See, she never drove to the Outer Banks. She always rides to the Outer Banks, but it's different when you drive. And see, I've been to a lot of funerals, but he's always driving, and I'm always riding, right? But I'm terrified. But you know what I got to do? Just step out. Just step out. I just got to step out. I got to go to the same source that Peter went to. I had to do it tonight. Terrified walking in this place. But you know what I had to do? I had to say, you know what? I'm going to the same source that Peter went to. I'm going to that Bible right there. I'm going to lean on the Holy Spirit of God. I'm going to ask Jesus to help me, and I'm just going to step out. And I don't know what you're facing tonight, but I'm telling you, some of you are facing some things that are terrifying to you. Maybe they're troubling you. Maybe they got you all tossed about and you're tolling. And I'm telling you, hey, you can draw source, you can draw strength, you can draw courage from the Word of God, and you can step out. Amen. Just step out. Amen. That's what Peter did. We see the display of Peter's courage. Peter stepped out. You know, I read this definition of courage. I meant to say this at the beginning, but I'll say it now. You know, I'm not sure it's possible to have courage if you're not afraid. You see, courage is not the absence of fear. I think many of you probably heard the statement. I believe it was one of the Roosevelts. Courage isn't the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important. I read a definition that said, courage isn't the absence of fear, it is the ability to overcome it. You see, these disciples were afraid. And courage is, you can't even exercise courage unless there's a little bit of fear involved. And so whatever it is tonight that's troubling you, that's terrifying you, you see, it takes courage to overcome that. It takes courage for me to overcome that. And that's what Peter did. He took a step of courage. And so we see Peter's courage displayed. Next, I want us to see this. Not only do we see Peter's courage displayed, but we see Peter's courage disrupted. I've been there. Look at it in verse number 30. So we see verse number 29 that Peter, Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Let's not just pass that by too much, okay? Peter walked on the water. You say, do you believe that? You better believe I believe that. Peter walked on the water. That's amazing. That took courage. And so Peter walked on the water, but look at what the Bible says in verse number 30. It says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. So I saw Peter's courage displayed. Now I see Peter's courage disrupted. What disrupted Peter's courage? Well, it was what he saw. It's what he saw. Go back to the illustration I was using, and I really didn't plan to use this, but I'm going to anyway. It's like you're afraid and you're terrified, and then you get to coming to church and you start feeling pretty good and you're thinking, okay, it's gonna be okay. And then you walk in here and you see all these people, and then all of a sudden you see all these things and you get terrified again, right? You ever been there? God's told you to do something and you were terrified to do it, and then you kind of built up the courage to do it, and you said, I'm gonna do it, Lord, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go knock on that door. I am gonna witness to that coworker. And then you start talking to him. Or then you see them, right? You've been telling yourself all morning, I'm going to do it. Today's the day. I'm going to witness to them today. I'm going to tell them about Jesus today. And then all of a sudden they walk around the corner and you're terrified again, right? Your courage just got disrupted. Peter's courage got disrupted. He saw the wind. He took his eyes off of the source. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And he started looking around and he saw the wind that was boisterous, and Peter's courage was disrupted because of what he saw. And not only that, Peter's courage was disrupted because he was scared. Look at what the Bible says. It says when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And then he began to sink. I wonder if you've ever felt like you were just sinking. Just felt like I thought I was going to be able to do this. I thought I was going to be able to face this. I thought I was going to be able to go through this. And Marcus was giving testimony, and I knew what I was preaching, and I was sitting here thinking. He was talking about that peace, and he was talking about being sheltered in the arms of God, and he was talking about that storm. And I'm sure, I can't even find Marcus. How in the world? Oh, there he is. Great. Dale was thinking, man, he's big and ugly as he is. How in the world can I find him, right? I'm sure that Marcus experienced exactly what I'm talking about. Toiling on the way to the hospital. I'm just trying to bring it to today. See, maybe this is happening in your life, but toiling and terrified on the way to the hospital thinking, I don't know what's going to happen. And talks to pastor, and pastor says, son, let's pray it. And peace comes and courage begins to build from the source, from the word of God. Pastor shares the word of God and you get some comfort and you get some courage. But then you get to the hospital and you see your wife in the corner and you see the nurses running around and you see the doctors and you hear the beating and the ding and the buttons and all that stuff. And if you're not careful, you start seeing things and you begin to get scared again and you begin to sink. You feel like, oh no, what am I going to do? I tell you what you do. You do what Peter did. Peter turned and he said, Lord, save me. Amen. Lord, save me. God, I need you. Amen. Peter turned back to the source where he got his strength and he said, Lord, save me. You see, Peter, I see his courage. It was disrupted, but then I see this, Peter's courage, and I believe this with all of my heart. I believe Peter's courage was being developed. Peter's courage was being developed. Jesus allowed this situation in Peter's life, this situation that he was going through, because Jesus knew, Peter, I'm going to make you a rock. He's holding back. We looked at it in John chapter number 1. He said, thou art Simon, but thou art becoming Cephas. He said, you're going to be a rock, Peter. He said, you're Simon, but you're going to be Peter. And this is a part of Simon becoming Peter. Jesus said, I am going to develop your courage, Peter. You are going to learn to trust me. I don't see anywhere where Jesus rebukes Peter. He corrects Peter. He helps Peter. He strengthens Peter. We'll see that here in a minute. But I don't see anywhere where he rebukes Peter. There's people that give Peter a real hard time for this event, and I just can't see Jesus doing it. Jesus said, hey, Peter, you believe? Come on, buddy. Come on. And Peter got out and he walked on the water. And then Peter got his eyes off of Jesus. He started looking around at what he saw. He got scared. And the Bible says, as he began to sink, immediately Peter cried out, Lord, save me. I mean, Peter's learning some things. You know what we do sometimes? We sink and we swim and we fight. You can't fight the ocean. Peter already knew that. I tried to fight it one time, didn't I, Brian? He's up here dying laughing. That's what he was doing that day. We were trying to boogie board out in the ocean and I got caught in the rip current and I'm going out to the ocean and I'm waving and I'm scared. I'm not lying. I was scared. I'm just going to be honest with you. I prayed like Peter prayed. I'm serious. I said, Lord, please, I don't want to die right here. But I mean, I was getting sucked out, and Brian looked like Forrest Gump up here. I shouldn't use Forrest Gump in a message. But I said, that's not a good illustration in a message. But Brian's up there waving at me, pointing like, look at Brother David. I'm just getting further and further away. I'm like, what in the world? He's laughing. But I was scared. I don't even know what I was saying that for. Oh, I know. I tried to fight it. I almost got rid of my, I had a boogie board and I had it strapped to my arm. And I'm not lying. I got way out there. I mean, like they was looking like ants. And I was going out and there was this older gentleman. He's walking down the side of the beach with his phone in his hand. He's following me the whole way. And I see him and I'm sitting there. I'm waving at him. And he's walking right there with his phone in his hand. And I almost took my strap off that I had on my hand and began to swim. And I don't know, the Holy Spirit said, don't do that, dummy. don't do that, dummy, right? I was like, don't get rid of the source that's keeping you floating, right? And so I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I rode it out, and I kicked, and I swam, and I finally came in. And the gentleman up on the shore, I told him that story. I said, man, I was getting ready to let go of my boogie board and try to swim in. He said, that would have been dumb. That's what he said. He said, I'm a firefighter or a retired firefighter. I've lived down here my whole life. He said, we lost two people in the last month down here in the Outer Banks. And he said, it's because they tried to swim. He said, you got to let it take you and come on back in, right? And I said that to say this. That's what our normal reaction is. I'm going to swim. I hope you don't swim like that, right? Doggy paddle, right? Float, that's what I'd have been, right? But I'm going to swim, right? That's our reaction, not Peter. Peter doesn't seem too much. If you read this account in Matthew chapter 14, Peter had just seen Jesus feed 5,000. I mean, Peter had seen some things. That's why Peter believed Jesus if Jesus says come, I can go. Jesus said come, Peter stepped out. He started walking on water and he messed up. He started looking around and he got scared. But immediately when he began to sink, I don't see anywhere where Peter began to swim. The Bible says immediately when he began to sink, he said, Lord, save me. Can I tell you, if you're scared tonight, if something in your life has got you scared, can I tell you, hey, just call on Jesus. Don't try to swim. Don't try to fight it. No, you just call on the one that can help you. That's what Peter did. He went back to the source, right? So we see Peter's courage being developed. We see what he said. We see how Jesus saved him. And then we see what Jesus showed him. Look at verse number, and I'll be done. Look at verse number 31. It says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? You know, I think it's interesting, and I'm open to being showed differently, but the Bible says in verse number 32, and when they were come into the ship, I don't even believe Jesus did this in front of the other disciples. It says, Jesus said that to Peter, and then it says, and then, right, verse 32, and when they were come into the ship. So in my mind, I see Jesus, Peter starts sinking. I don't know how far Peter walked. The Bible doesn't say. I know it was more than one step, because it says he walked. And so Peter walked on the water, and then he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched out his hand, and he saved Peter. And I'm picturing Peter and Jesus. Y'all just bear with me. I'm picturing them standing out there on the water. And Jesus saying to Peter, son, why'd you doubt me? Only a little faith. You say, well, there, Jesus rebuked him. I don't know. I think the Bible says that if we have faith of the grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. Peter, just with a little faith, he walked on water. If Peter's faith was little, what is mine? I mean, the man walked on water. And Jesus said, oh, thou little faith. Peter, if you just would have kept believing, you could have come on out here. I had you the whole time. But I don't see Jesus rebuking Peter. I see Jesus showing Peter. Peter, you ain't quite there yet, buddy. But you're going to get there. You just keep trusting me. Be strong. I think in Joshua 1:7, I think it is, Joshua 1:7, the Bible says, God said to Joshua, he said, be thou very strong and courageous. In verse number 9, I think he said, have not I said unto thee, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I believe that's what Jesus was trying to say to Peter. He's saying, Peter, hey, you just be strong and courageous. Hey, Peter, let me just remind you. Peter, let me just tell you, Peter. Let me just show you, Peter. Hey, don't you worry, buddy. Hey, don't you be of little faith, Peter. You just trust me. Have not I commanded thee, Peter? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. I'm with you, Peter. And can I tell you, that's what he's saying to us. That's what Jesus is saying to us tonight. You don't have to be afraid. David Oliver, you don't have to be afraid. If you step into that pulpit and you've got my word and you've got my Holy Spirit and you lean upon me, you have nothing to fear. Amen. You want to go preach that funeral? Hey, you go do that funeral. I'll go with you. Somebody said it. I think it was Adam said it. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jesus said, I'm with thee all the way, even to the end of the world. Jesus said, hey, you just take a step and I'll go with you. And can I tell you, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever challenge, whatever's terrifying you, whatever you're toiling with, whatever's got you tossed about, whatever's got you troubled, can I tell you, you can go to Jesus. You can go to Jesus and he will help you. He'll give you courage. He'll give you strength. He is the source of our strength. So we see his courage. We see it displayed. We see his courage disrupted. But thank God. We see his courage developed. God doesn't give up on us. As people were giving testimonies, I was thinking about this message while some testimonies were being given, and I was thinking, yep, there's a Peter. There's a Peter. That's what God was doing, Stacy. He's saying, you can trust me. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. I'll be with you. Devin, I'll be with you. Amen. You can lay in a hospital in West Virginia in a bed in an emergency room. He said, I'll be with you. Amen. I'll take care of you. Just be strong and of good courage. Brother Hank, he's with you. Amen. He's with you. Yeah. Marcus. Others that didn't even say tonight. Troubled as you can be. Walked into this church tonight. Trouble in your soul. I got good news for you. Jesus is with you. Amen. He's watching you. Amen. He may not feel like he's on the boat with you. You may feel like you're in the middle of the night and you're all alone. Feel like you're just being tossed about and you feel like life is just out of control. But can I tell you, somewhere in the shadows, somewhere up on the mountain, that's where Jesus was, is up on the mountain, looking down. Bible says Jesus saw him toiling. And he came to him. Walked right on the walked on the very thing that they were terrified of. He walked on it. And then he said, Peter, you can walk on it. The thing that you're afraid of, the thing that's got you troubled, the thing that's got you terrified, that thing that's got you tossed about. Hey, Peter, if you'll trust me, you can walk on that thing. I'll give you courage. Peter's courage. God helped me to have courage. If I'm going to have it, I can tell you the only place I'm going to get it from. Right here. I'm convinced that I'm done. The reason many people won't serve God is because they're afraid to. They never say that. One of the reasons some of our young people won't get serious and serve God is because they're afraid to. But God says, hey, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Be courageous. Step out. Walk on water. Amen. And if you fall down, if you begin to sink, just cry out and I'll save you. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for your goodness. I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit and for your help. God, I've just tried to trust you tonight. And Lord, I don't know what folks are going through, but you do. God, whatever someone may have walked in here with tonight, Lord, I know you wouldn't let me get away from this message. Maybe there's someone, they're troubled. God, maybe they're beyond troubled, they're terrified. Lord, I pray that tonight they would be courageous, that they would draw strength from you. They would step out. God, they would just trust you in this situation that they're going through. God, thank you for the examples of your word that we can learn from. I love you tonight, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.